church, say amen. I realize we are a little bit low this morning, but nevertheless, church must go on. It's good to see everyone. Good to see that you thought enough to be in the household of the Lord this morning. And thank God for that. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from the 18th chapter of the book of Luke and verse number 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, we've heard this message before about praying, and we shall hear it again and again, because I'm a believer in prayer. I'm a believer that prayer does work. I'm not saying that God is going to answer your every will and your every want that you ask Him for, but prayer does work. And we need to be concerned about our prayer lives as Christians, because we're living in a world that needs prayer more than ever before. We need prayer so very much as we face such a dark world. It's the light of faith and the light of Christians that light up this dark world. And we need to be encouraged to pray often, or as the Bible says, always, without ceasing. Thank you, Brother Miles. Let us go to God in prayer this morning. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we are so full of blessings from you. We are full of blessings because you woke us up this morning. You got us up this morning. You prepared our way this morning. You gave us everything that we needed to come out to your house this morning. You gave us food, shelter, rest, clothing, and everything we need, O Lord, and we just thank you for it. Father, we thank you for those who are in the audience this morning, and we pray for those who may still be on their way this morning. We just pray that they may make it here safely and get here without hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we thank you and we pray for those that are sick and shut in. We just pray that if it be your will, O Lord, that you continue to bless them and give them a reasonable portion of their health and their strength, that they may be able to come back to us once again and serve thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for those people who have lost loved ones, especially those in the household of faith. We thank you, Father, for their journey through this life, that they may understand that life also comes with death. It's a two-way street. One, you get one, you also must face the other. Thank you, Father, for blessing them and blessing us. Father, we pray for the leadership in this congregation and their families. We pray for those brethren who have taken part in the services thus far and each and every one that shall come from this point on. Father, we thank you that one day, long time ago, that you thought enough of us, you loved us enough, that you sent your only begotten Son down to this world, that he hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord, for so much, and thank you, Father, for the little things that we sometimes forget to say thank you for. Father, for the breath that we just inhale and exhale, we thank you for each and every one of those. Father, I thank you personally for each and every year of my life, and I just pray and thank you, Father, that I have known people of men and women who fear the thought of God. Thank you, O Lord. Father, we pray now that as we go into these services this morning, that we may be, that they may be found decently and in order and accepted by thee. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Let us all say amen. The Bible tells us, let us always pray always. Praying is so very important in the Christian way, and I don't mean a prayer every now and then or a prayer when you think you ought to pray, but prayer should be an ongoing presence in our Christian walk. Now is a good time to evaluate the importance of prayer in our lives. There's no better time than the present time to consider the importance of praying. I believe in the importance and the power of reaching out to God because He is the one who is able to reach down to us. No matter how many times I do a lesson on praying, no matter how it is presented or when I hear how it is presented, I find that it's always needed. So let us consider several good reasons to renew or to start the practice of prayer in our lives. The main reason is we need to pray always because God commanded it. He commanded us to pray. When you look at the text, He says, Jesus says, pray always. It does not say if you pray instead, it says pray always. Does not say let us pray when we want to. It lets us know we are to pray, and He uses the word always. The time is always right for praying. Someone said it is a privilege and an honor that we may pray, but it is our duty that we ought to pray, and according to our text, we should always pray. This verse of God's word tells us to pray and that we not grow weary in our praying. If you can't think of what you need to pray about, just think of the conditions this world is in and think what God has done for you. Thank Him for the last breath that you have just taken and pray that you might have the next one on Him. Pray for strength to withstand your spiritual enemies. Pray for the upcoming of the old year and the incoming of the new year. You know, we shall never see 2015 again. It was a one-time event in our lives, and we need to go to God in prayer for 2015. And like we are as we stand at His throne, pray that 2016 may come with your continued praying to Him for everything. Just in case you become uncertain about when to pray, look at 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 17. It tells us to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? That means you should always have a prayer in your heart for the Lord or to give unto the Lord. It means you should pray, and a lot of folk don't understand that praying is something you don't have to drop down on your knees all the time for. You can pray while you're walking, while you're riding, while you're talking. Just pray. And if you don't know what to pray for, just look around you. If you're still unsure what to pray for, then go to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6, where the Bible says, pray about everything. Samuel considered it so important to seek God in prayer. In 1 Samuel 12 and verse number 23, he said, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and refuse or ceasing to pray for you. He thought enough that he prayed for everybody, or apparently he didn't want to be caught without praying for everybody. Today, many of us fail not only to pray for others, but for ourselves as well. We've got to learn to pray for ourselves. Don't rely on somebody else to pray for you all the time. It's good when somebody else prays for you, but you've got to learn to pray for yourself. It's good that we pray for things when we want things. Many of us will go to God and ask Him for what we want, but we forget sometimes to pray for the small things in life. And the small things can be just as important as the big things. Thank Him for the water that you drink. Thank Him for the food that you eat. And not only at times when you're sitting down and getting ready to eat, but thank Him for the upcoming meal that's so important in our life and in our existence. Another reason we need to pray always is because God still answers prayer. The psalmist long time ago in Psalm 65 and verse number 2, he addressed the Lord in this manner. He said, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. We know that he knew that all flesh was going to be coming to God in prayer. God is able to answer every prayer that comes his way. He is the judge of which and whom he will answer, though. For he is our God who can hear what he will hear and answer whom and whoever he wants to. Sometimes we just sit and wait. Sometimes we sit and wait, and we must not give up on our prayers. I think some of us, if we don't get an answer to our prayers right away, we consider giving up. And giving up is not an option when it comes to praying to the Lord. Giving up means I'm going to keep on asking him until I get my prayer answered. And sometimes God doesn't answer the prayer that you ask him for. He may answer you in something a little bit different, but that's the way he sees fit to answer you. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he simply says wait for a little while. But God knows best for all of us. The Bible is full of examples of praying and speaking about prayer. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7, the Bible, Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you." Now the Bible is full of examples of God making that which is impossible possible. Do you remember when the Jews were facing death in the Red Sea or captivity by the Egyptians behind them? Who do you think fixed their impossibility? I'll tell you who did. God did. In Exodus chapter 14, the Lord had a conversation, Moses had a conversation with the Lord. God told him to lift up the rod and stretch thy hand over the sea and divide it. The Jews shall go through on dry ground. When we face our Red Sea, and oh yes, you're going to face some Red Seas in your life. Whenever you face your Red Seas, that's the impossibility, the impossible odds that you face. When we have tried all means and all methods at our disposal, it's past time for us to try prayer. Give it over to the Lord. And let me tell you something about giving it over to the Lord. Don't take it right back. If you give it to him, let him keep it. He knows how and when to handle it best. And we don't know, because otherwise we would have handled it ourselves. For the Lord made us. He knows when and what we need, and he knows when to give it to us. Man makes promises they can't keep. But the Lord never made a promise that he was unable to keep. Because he is all powerful, not limited in power, like men are. In Psalm 62 and verse number 11, the Bible says, "God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God." Through prayer, we can tap into God's power to help out in our times of need. Thank God, for he's still able and he still can and he still does answer prayer. His inbox is never too cluttered to hear your prayer. Now, I'm not saying he'll always hear, but I'm saying his inbox is not too cluttered to hear it. His line is never too busy, and certainly his power is never too limited to answer us. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse number 14, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Think about that for a minute. If you shall ask, Jesus can provide it. Jesus can do it. There's nothing that's impossible. You know, how do you describe Jesus if he has everything? You couldn't give him a gift because he's already got everything. He gives us the gift of life and life eternally. So let us think about the consequences of not praying. When I think about not praying, I say to myself, what will I accomplish by not praying versus what I can accomplish through praying? And I think about how powerful Jesus is. Prayer is the answer to victory in life. Many people live their lives down in distress. This is what Satan thrives on. Satan has a field day when he is able to keep us down. Through and by the power of God, we can raise above or rise above circumstances. Jesus gave us the clue to rising above in our text. Look at the text. He says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. That means don't get weary. Don't give up. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. When it seems as though you've reached the end of your prayer line, start all over again and pray some more and just keep on praying. Jesus gave us the clue to rising above in our text by letting us know that we are to pray always. I've said it before and I'll say it again. A Christian should always have a prayer to offer to God. What kind of prayer? Well, a prayer of thanks, a prayer for our loved ones, our friends, a prayer even for our enemies, a prayer for the church, a prayer for the membership, and a prayer for the preacher. Please pray for the preacher, for the sick, and a prayer for the sick, a prayer for the needy, a prayer for those who are hurting. How many times have you heard, been approached by others, and they say, they ask you, they say, or they make the statement, pray for me. And some folk don't take that literally. Well, if I ever ask you to pray for me, please pray for me. Don't just take it literally and just say, well, he didn't really mean it, because he did mean it. When somebody asks you to pray for him, you ought to be able to say, I certainly will do that for you. I'll certainly pray for you. The Lord wants his people to have more than simply life. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse number 10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus is our shepherd. He came to give and to give to us, not to take from us. He gave his life that he might save us from, guess who? Ourselves. We should be glad to ask him, to thank him for whatever we have need of. This is the mission of the church. One of the missions of the church is to guide or bring souls to Jesus. And we can't do it, lest we become praying people. We need to keep Satan at bay, and the only way to stay is to stay prayerful. Watch what he did for the psalmists in Psalms chapter 40 and verses 1, 2, 3. I want you to look at this. First, the writer said, he heard my cry. Then he said, he brought him up out of a horrible pit, out of the knee mud that he had set his feet upon, and a rock, set his feet up on a rock and established my going. Then he put a new song in my mouth, praise unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. God can answer our prayers too. He can give us victory in life. What he did for the psalmist, he's still in the business of doing for us, and he will do it for us if we just but pray, continue in our prayers. When everything else fails, when we have tried as best as we can, when we have tried all that we know how and did everything that we think we ought to do, it's best, it's time to reach out to the Lord in prayer. We need to learn not to just pray in good times, but we also ought to pray in bad times as well. What do you mean, preacher, pray in bad times? Pray when things are not going at its best. Then pray when things are going at its best. Pray all the time. The Bible says, Jesus said, pray always. And he spake this parable unto them, that men ought to always to pray and not faint. We need to not only pray when we want to, but we need to pray always. We need to not only pray when we feel the urge to pray, but we need to pray always. We need to pray not only when we are sick, but always. We need to pray not only when we are about to eat, but always. What can prayer do for us today? Well, They may not prevent us from having bad times, but they can make them easier to bear. They can brighten up our cloudy days. Through prayer, our world seems to be brighter. When Jesus went into prayer at Gethsemane in Luke chapter 22, his heavy burden was not removed, but an angel was sent to give him strength in order to bear it, what he was facing. He may not remove your dilemma that you're facing, but he can certainly offer strength to face your situation just as well as he did for Jesus. So when I consider the parable there that Jesus spoke to them, saying men ought to always to pray and not to faint, I think about when prayer is needed. And I think that's all the time. We need to pray all the time. Pray for everything and pray for all things. Pray for good times. Pray for bad times. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your friends. Pray for your parents. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for our schools. Pray for our streets. And I think that everybody ought to have a prayer in mind. You know, when I think about it, I think about the doctor who goes to work each and every day and sees many people during the course of a day. Some of them they've seen from birth all the way to the death, to their death. And I think about they need a prayer to stay sane. They need a prayer to ask God to help them to give healing to the people. I think about the fireman who rushes into burning buildings. He needs a prayer for his safety. I think about the policeman who faces danger each and every day. He ought to be praying. I pray about everybody, about everything. And everybody ought to have a prayer in their heart. I even pray and ask that those that don't have a prayer, that they may learn to have a prayer in their hearts. You know, God is good and God is able to do all things for us. God can do things that we thought would be totally impossible for anyone to do. But I remember God as he was there in that garden in Gethsemane that I mentioned a moment ago, as he was on his knees in prayer, and something came to him, an angel came to him and gave him strength to bear what he was about to face. Now, God didn't take the cup from him, but he made the cup easier to bear. God may not take everything that we ask him to take from us, but he might make it easier to bear. He might say, okay, I'm going to shoulder some of this load with you that you may not have to shoulder it all by yourself. When I think that God, how great God is and how he made this world, and he didn't ask for our help. He did it all by himself. When I think of how wonderful life is, and I don't know of anyone that wants to die, but we all must die. We all must face death. And when we face death, you know, we need someone or something that can give us hope. And Jesus is that hope. So when I think about it, I ask the question this morning, as I often do, since we don't know when death is going to come our way, we need to be ready for it at any time. And since we don't know how it's going to come, we need to be ready for it always, in any way and always. And you know, when we go out in the street today, it's dangerous out there. You can be minding your own business and something happens to you. You can be not even thinking about anything going on around you, but something is going on around you just the same. So you need to stay prayerful. You need to stay prayerful because it's beneficial for reaching out to God. It's the only way to reach God. And I think as we are coming to the close of this year, 2015, we need to learn to pray this year out and pray for the new year that's about to enter upon us. And you know, we'll never see 2015 again. We'll never see 2015 or anything like it anymore, because this was one year that's going to go down in the books, in the annals of time. And God is able to give us a new year. And praying in the new year is so very important. I heard people say, and I'm not a big fan of it, but I heard people say, I'm going to stay up till midnight. I'm going to watch the old year go out and the new one come in. Tell me what a new year looks like when it comes in. And tell me what the old one looks like when it goes out. I've never seen it. But one thing I do know, the one who made it is the one who knows how it's going in and how it's going to come out. He knows what's ahead and he knows what's behind us. And we need to get on board with someone that powerful. We need to be on board with the Lord, because he is the only one that can guide our future, our present, and our past. And prayer. So very important. And I think about, well, if I don't pray, what will the outcome be? And if I do pray, what the outcome might be? You see, I don't know. I don't know what God is going to make in the future for any of us. But one thing I do know, he is able and capable to do all things and to make all things possible. So I ask you this afternoon, or this morning still, I ask you this one thing. Have you considered prayer? And I don't mean just when you come to church. I mean, while you're away from church, you need to learn to pray. You need to pray at home. You need to pray on your job. And I don't want anyone to go out there and fall on their knees on their job and say, I'm praying. Don't bother me, boss. I'm simply saying you can pray just by shutting your eyes for a moment and just asking God for what it is to give you what you need, the strength and the level of energy you need to get through the day, because jobs are hard. And then when you're getting ready to go home, pray and ask the Lord to get you home safely. And when you get out in the street, if you're driving especially, you need a prayer with you. You need a lot of prayers with you, as a matter of fact, when you're out there driving. Because there are some new rules of the road and driving. The old rules don't count anymore. Because people do anything to get through traffic these days. And when you're walking down the street, you need to pray. You need to pray for your neighbor next door to you. You need to pray for your neighbors down the block and around the block for you. To God, pray for them, I should say. And then our children. When our children are going to school, you know, it's dangerous for our children. It's very dangerous for our children. And we've set up in this city, we've set up what we call safe passages. People who are supposedly there to guard the children. But you can't guard children from a bullet when it comes flying, because you don't know it's coming their way. But at the same time, the only thing that will give us safe passage is praying to God and asking the Lord for safety and security. Then, when all is said and all is done, when everything has come to a full circle, you need to pray and ask God to guide you through this maze called life. You need to ask God to help you get through this situation called life. And I'm so glad this morning that God has lifted us up and has given us a sunshiny and a bright day. You know, we could have been with 4 or 5 inches of snow today. We could have had sub-zero cold weather. But God has seen fit to give us this decent day. And whatever they call it, El Nino or whatever it is God's weather. God is the one who prepared this weather for us. And God is the one who has given it to us. And we need to be thankful for it. We need to pray and thank him for this day. And I know sportsmen are probably praying for the Bears today, But I'm telling you something that's more important than the bears today. We need to be praying that our day goes well. We need to be praying for our safety. We need to be praying for food, shelter, and clothing, and everything that comes along with living in this life. And one day, when everything is gone away, and we have no more time in this world, we need to pray and ask God to prepare us for that day, and be ye also ready. So somebody might ask the question this morning, how do I get right with God and get my prayer life right? Well, you ask God for forgiveness of the things that are past in your life and come to God in a new manner and in a new way. But how do you do that? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you walked astray and you've been that way already and you've walked astray, you come back to the church, ask God to forgive you, and then walk forward and ask the church to pray for you and with you, that you may gather strength. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.